Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav and Zayin. Before we begin, let's do a quick little review. We said Maseches Brachos has 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Kriyat Shema, and the next 2, Dal and Hay, deal with Tefillah, and the last 4 prakim in the Masechta deal with Brachos. Good. Then the first Perek Me'emasai has 5 Mishnayos. That's the Ashtabi tree. That's Arvi, Shachris, Derech, Brachos, and Yetzias Yisrael. Good. And then in Perek Beis, starts off with the Korah B'Torah. Then Mishnah Beis is Bein HaPrakim. Mishnah Gimel is Shadleit, Oshmi La'azno, Medakdek, L'mafreya, and Ta'a. Mishnah Dalet and Hay, which we did in the previous session. Mishnah Dalet is Ha'umnim, and Mishnah Hay is a Chosim. And then Mishnah Hay is Chosim. A Chosim is Patur from Kriyat Shema the first night until Motzi Shabbos, unless he did the Maisen. And then we went, Rabbi Gamliel did say Kriyat Shema because he does not want to be Mevatim from himself. Now, Mishnah Vav and Zayin, we're going to continue with exceptional things Rabbi Gamliel did. Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah deals with that he was Rachas Belayla Rishon Shemesi Ishto. He washed the first night that his wife was Nifteret, so she passed away. And when his Talmidim asked him, isn't that an Avo is Asul Irchos, an Avo should not wash? He said he was different because he was an Eastonese. So Mishnah Vav, we're going to call it Rachas. He washed. Rachas. Then Mishnah Zayin, he was Makabel Tanchumim. He accepted comfort of the loss for Tavi, his servant. And even though his Talmud asked him, isn't it so that we're not Makabel Tanchumim for Avadim, for servants? He answers that Tavi was not like the other Avadim, he was a kosher. He was very kosher, and therefore it was appropriate to be Makabel Tanchumim for Tavi. So the two Simanim are Mishnah Vav, it's Rachatz, from Gamliel washed when his wife passed away the first night. And Zayin is Tavi. He was Makabel Tanchumim. He accepted comfort for the loss of Tavi, his servant, which was atypical to do. Rachatz and Tavi. Rachatz and Tavi. All right, so now it's connected to the Simanim in Perek Beis. We have Perek Beis as a bias in Zichru Simanim. So all the kids are coming home, and there's the older brother reading the Torah, and they're saying hello and greeting him, and he's going, shh, and he points up to the Bein HaPrakim sign, trying to remind them of the chart where they can interrupt and say hello. And then when he's finished, he says that it's very shoddy to come late. That's our shod late simon. And all of a sudden, they hear outside in a tree, there's an uman, there's a worker, and he's saying Kriyat Shema really loudly, and he starts to clap because right below him, there's a chassan walking by. So he's clapping away as the chassan walks, and all of a sudden the clapping stops, and there's an avo walking behind the chassan, and he's all wet because he washed, even though typically an avo doesn't wash. And then he sits down, and he's makabel tanchumim for his servant. He's showing pictures of his loyal Evid, who is a real kusher, and that is Tavi. So we have Korah B'Torah, Bein HaPrakim, Shadleit, Umnim Chassan, Rachatz Tavi. Rachatz Tavi. So the two simanim for today, again, are Rachatz Tavi, and I would just say them over 20, 30, 40 times, Mishnah Vav and Zayin, Rachatz Tavi, Rachatz Tavi, Rachatz Tavi, and get it into your head to ingrain in your brain. All right, now let's finish with a quick little pop quiz. Which perek do we have the Mishnah with a case of an uman saying Kriyat Shema in a tree? That's in Perek Beis, and that's the Mishnah of Umnin. Good. Which perek do we learn about Kriyat Shema of Shachris when you say that? That's in Perek Aleph. Good, that's Shachris. Good. Which perek do we have Rabbi Gamliel being Makabel Tanchumim for Tavi, his servant? That's in Perek Beis. That's the Mishnah of Tavi. Good. Which perek do we have the Mishnah that deals with whether we say the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? That's in Perek all of the last Mishnah, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good. Which perek do we have someone reading the Torah and the question is he Yossi Kriyat Shema if he's reading a Parsha of Shema in the Sefer Torah? That's in Perek Beis, Mishnah of. Good. Which perek do we learn about all the different Bein HaPrakim, all the different breaks in Birchas Kriyat Shema and Shema? That's in Perek Beis. And in which perek do we have Rabbi Gamliel washing the first night that his wife was Nifteres? That's in Perek Beis. The Mishnah is Rachatz. Excellent. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.